Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is December the 25th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Revelation chapters 1 to 3. Have we left our first love? We read in Revelation chapter 2 verses 1 and then 4 to 5 like this. To the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things says he who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Remember therefore, from where you have fallen, repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent. When Apostle John started writing the revelation of Jesus Christ while on exile in the island of Patmos, he was commissioned to write the things he saw, the things that are, and the things that will take place. Among the things that are, the Lord Jesus wanted to speak about the true condition of the seven churches in Asia and exhort them to overcome their liability in order to receive the reward that Jesus would give them one day. The church of Ephesus was started by Apostle Paul in AD 53, who stayed there for 3 years in order to warn the believers night and day with tears. This church further enjoyed the ministries of Priscilla and Aquila, Apollos and Timothy. In fact, they were fervent in their faith and love, as evidenced from Paul's writing to them from his prison cell in about AD 62. We can also note that Apostle John continued as an elder in that church in Ephesus and wrote three epistles, 1st, 2nd and 3rd John, that centered on love. However, about 30 years later, God revealed their true current state. They had left their first love. Why is love so important to God? The best answer to this is because God's essence is love. We read in 1 John chapter 4, verse 8 like this, God is love. Love is greater than anything else in our lives and it never fails. Love is the core objective of the new and the great commandment that Jesus has given us. We lie to God when we say that we love God and hate other people. God expects us to love Him and other people as His children. What is meant by first love? Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 2 describes it beautifully as follows. Thus says the Lord, I remember you, the kindness of your youth, the love of your betrothal, when you went after me in the wilderness, in a land not sown. It is that fervent, passionate love felt by either an engaged or a newly wedded couple. The wise man Agur finds it too wonderful to explain it as he describes it as the way of a man with a virgin. This is the kind of love Jesus has for us and expects us to have in return. However, many of us have left our first love. We had it at one stage of our life's journey, but when we examine ourselves today, we will soon realize that we have left our first love somewhere along the way. We have lost our fervency in worship that displays our love to God, and we are lukewarm in our relationship with God. We fail to obey the commands that Jesus has given us. We are hypercritical on the faults of other people as we disregard what Apostle Peter has told us. And above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. Our lackluster love is a fulfillment of the end time prophecy as well. Let us ask ourselves this question. Have I left my first love? On this Christmas day that reflects God's passionate love for humankind that He did by giving His only begotten Son to this world to live among us and die as our substitute, let us renew our commitment to truly love God and people fervently and passionately with first love. For God expects nothing less than this from our lives.